Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 19, 2022. The greatest means of advancement. Connection is the greatest means of advancement toward the goal. It is the realization of our correction. The Creator helps us by giving us desires for connection and awakening movement toward understanding and feeling each other in us. Gradually we are approaching the fact that a great multifaceted world group will be formed, and it is already practically being formed, and it will indeed be able to absorb all the power of the upper light and pass it on through itself to the entire humanity. This is our task, the form of our connection and work. For this the upper force has gathered us, together, leads us, and will continue to lead further. We need to feel how it leads us forward and what we can do to help it and to become its partners. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Going with Faith Above Reason, Lesson 5. What is restriction of desire? A person can restrict himself only to the extent that he replaces his desires and intentions with those of the group, with purposeful ones. Restricting yourself does not mean that you simply block some desire. You must always replace it with something that is higher and more preferable. If it is desirable for you to restrict your egoistic desires, then you will achieve this. Otherwise, it cannot be done. Only if the group gives you an understanding that this is the most important thing will you be able to restrict your ego. Question: does this law work like this wherever a group is formed? Answer: this law works to the extent that you want to follow it. Therefore it is said that spirituality is concealed. It is concealed because we have to reveal it with our yearnings. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Deriving the Greatness of the Goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. Jumping Above Egoism. Question: why is it better and more successful to see the merits of a friend within reason and not above reason? Answer: because, in general, it is true. You are trying to raise them above reason in order to artificially rise above your egoism. But then you still come to a state when you reveal everything within reason. However, we work only above reason at first because we have nothing but egoism. Therefore, we try to jump above it, rise above it, and look at the world with non-egoistic eyes. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022, Adhering to the Friends, Lesson 3. Correction Indicator. Question: how can I know that we have corrected something? Where do feeling and the mind come from? Is a correction measurable? Answer: we don't yet know how to measure concealment or revelation. We are only in preliminary sensations. They do not yet have those forces, the height of which will be determined by us, as giving or receiving. We can't do that yet. It all depends on the intensity of our work with each other. In general, we need to strengthen our actions in order to reach a state where we really understand the quality of connection or the quality of distance between us. Question: how do we stop identifying ourselves with our egoism and how do we distance from it? Answer: for this we need practice. From how we act among ourselves, we can see whether we identify ourselves with egoism or with the quality of bestowal and to what extent. Only then will we be able to measure it. In the meantime, we do not measure, but at least begin to feel more or less. It all depends on us. If you translate the science of Kabbalah into relations between friends, then you will see it all in a practical form and will be able to measure, feel, and then repeat. And to do this, you need to start implementing it in connection with each other in the group. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. in connection between us. Question: does the revelation of the Creator take place individually or in the group? Answer: both individually and in the group. When we want to be included in each other, to be connected with each other, these are our individual desires, aspirations. But when we are in a group and yearn for each other, then we create conditions for the Creator, the property of bestowal and love, which existed even before our time, to begin to manifest in us. Therefore, the connection between us is the foundation, kli, vessel, that is necessary for the revelation of the Creator. Question: are we building the Creator or revealing Him? Answer: it is the same. To reveal the Creator, that is, to create Him from one's properties, feelings, aspirations, and intentions by attracting the upper light into one's desire for bestowal and love is one and the same thing. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. Nothing is created in vain. We all originated from a single desire that was shattered. Therefore, none of us has a feeling of wholeness, understanding, desire for the right state, and for being filled with the Creator. Our goal, our work, is to internally combine all desires into one common desire called Adam, man, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. Then we will truly become like Him. To the extent of our similarity to the Creator, we will draw closer, feel, and understand Him until complete unification with Him. And all this is only through the merging of our desires, intentions, and everything that we have inside each one of us, and in all of us, together. Moreover, both good and bad properties and desires are necessary to achieve the highest goal. Thus, this goal will gradually force us to use all of our properties. Nothing is created in vain or to damage or to harm. Our worst, most harmful properties remain for later. And when we have the strength and understanding of how to work with them, they will start to emerge, and we will already know how to work with them correctly and will turn them into good. We study this in the wisdom of Kabbalah, starting with the fact that we perform a restriction, symptom, and then correct ourselves and attain the property of Bina, bestowal. Then we simply rise above our egoistic desires and do not want to use them. We sort of detach from them, move away, and do not want to act at all with our desires because they are all selfish. And then, when we rise above them and reach the property of Bina, faith above reason, we can start attracting the property of reception, Malkhut, to the property of Bina. We begin to raise Malkhut to Bina. And then, in those properties of Malkhut that we can raise to Bina, we will receive the light of Hochma that comes from Keter, the upper light, receiving for the sake of bestowal. As a result, all our most selfish, terrible, and most ugly properties must be gradually corrected. It is thanks to them that we can fully feel the Creator and be sure that nothing was created in vain and that everything has meaning, purpose, and benefit. It all depends on the preparation we make for their use. But the most important thing for us now is to rise at least somewhat above egoism, to make a restriction on its use, and to break out of this circle we were born in, developed, and are in now, from an internal connection with egoistic humanity. This is only possible if we cling to a group where there are other values, properties, qualities, and goals. I cannot create the greatness of the goal in me by myself. There is no way. It may seem to me that I am able to do this, but I will not achieve it in practice. Therefore, I need the opinions and support of my friends, because I am just an egoistic desire. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Deriving the Greatness of the Goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. Not to remain a philosopher. Question: what is the correct attitude to states of pride and arrogance? Answer: these are two opposite feelings, and we have to learn how to work with them. Kabbalah is a practical science. One who implements it begins to feel what is being said, and one who does not implement it remains a philosopher, and so nothing can change for decades. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. Michael Laitman, on Quora, How can love be defined spiritually? Spiritual love is a state where we view humanity as a single united whole, which we love. It is because, through such an attitude to a common unified image of humanity, we discover revelation of, and adhesion to, the Creator. The Creator is a quality of absolute love, bestowal and connection. By equalizing ourselves with this quality, we create a communication system with it and start feeling the entirety of nature, the universe, humanity, and all states of the past, present and future in omnipresence. Based on CabTV's news with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman on November 18, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman.